Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are joined today with
Diana Bearden-Jai, curator of the Crafts of African Fashion, and this is the launch of an initiative at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in partnership with the National Museum of African Art and the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
It is such a treat to talk to you because this event, when I heard about it, I said, this is perfect. This has to be a story on WTOP. there's a couple components here. So obviously, let's start with the big picture stuff because I definitely want to get to wearing Wakanda in a second because that's my hook. But let's start overall. There's going to be the festival marketplace is going to be open throughout the whole Folklife Festival. I believe it's June 27th through July 1st and then again July 4th through the 8th. So what can we experience at the overall festival marketplace first?
Oh, well, it's going to be absolutely wonderful this year because in addition to having great things to buy that are made by artists from all over the world and particularly for Crafts of African Fashion from Ghana, from Niger, and those are the two countries that we're featuring. We also have programming, so it means that when people come into the festival marketplace around 11:45 or so, they'll be able to see demonstrations of crafts. For Crafts of African Fashion, for example, we have kente weavers. And kente cloth was a cloth that was made for royalty during the Ghana Empire. Mm. And it's a really important cloth that's become a symbol not only of African heritage, but within African-American communities as well. And there's another kind of kente cloth called ewe kente. And so we have a father and son weaver of kente cloth, Kwesi Asare and his son Kofi Asare, who will be demonstrating kente cloth. And then we have an incredible leather worker from Niger. And many people have seen this incredible painted leather and colored leather from the African continent and don't realize that a lot of it is from Niger. And we have also Cynthia Sands, who is an African-American designer who's worked with weavers and with surface designers in Ghana and in Morocco, and she does incredible tie-dye and batik, and so she'll also be there talking about and showing the arts of really intricate tie-dye and a dinkra cloth.
Awesome. So you mentioned the kente cloth weaver, the Asaris. You mentioned the leather craftsman, which was, I guess, Suamana Sally. I think I said that right. And then the textile artisan, Cynthia Sands. But also, aren't we going to have Brenda Winstead as well? Explain what she does.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, in addition to what's going to be at the marketplace, and I should mention also Kapuchi Bobo, who's the son of the great Gilbert Bobo, who's an incredible weaver as well. So Brenda Winstead is known by many to be the creator of Damali African Wear. Mm. And she will have a display of her clothing. She works with craftswomen from Mali, from Mauritania, and Senegal. And they do wonderful indigo textiles. She also works with people from Central Africa. And so her clothing will be on display, but she'll be part of a program at the African American Museum, at the National Museum of African American History and Culture, on the 1st of July.
Okay.
And so that will be a film series on the present and future of African fashion. But getting back to what we'll have in the marketplace, in addition to these wonderful craft demonstrations, some workshops for kids, we also have these displays of the work of contemporary designers from the African continent and from the African diaspora that incorporate the work of traditional craftspeople. For example, one of the first generation of African designers who was trained both in on the continent of Africa and in Paris is Alfadi Seydnali, who is known as the magician of the desert. And what he has done, he's from Niger, and he's a member of the Tuareg ethnic group, and they're famous for their silver. And he is, and they're famous also for their wonderful crafts. And so he has some of his crafts, which incorporate embroidery and just gorgeous stuff from Niger. Then we have Brenda Winstead's materials and some of her work. We have a dress by Kibonin, who is a designer from Cameroons, who went home to Cameroons and started to work with traditional embroiderers there, and so she'll have a dress on display as well. And from, of course, Cynthia Sands and from our other weavers, we have displayed clothing. So they will be joined by the other craftspeople from throughout the world, from everywhere, from Armenia, which is one of our featured programs, the region of Catalan and as Catalonia, as well as from Tibetan communities. And so we have a really wide range of craftspeople.
That's an incredible list you got there.
That'd
be great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the thing that caught my eye as a, you know, our movie critic, Wearing Wakanda on Saturday, June 30th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Explain, obviously, you know, Black Panther was so huge, broke all kinds of records, a pop culture phenomenon. You could see people walking down the streets, crossing their arms, doing the, you know, Wakanda Forever. I mean, it's part It's part of the. I've done it many times myself. So, when did you start getting the idea to do this fashion display, part of the folk life? Was this already sort of in the works before the movie came out, or was the movie such a hit that you said, let's put this together?
Well, yeah, the project was in the works beforehand, but as you say, the incredible response to the movie Black Panther, really, we knew that we had to do something to talk about this and to talk about the not only the crafts that Ruth Carter and her team, Philip Boot and so on, put into the film. But also, you know, what has this done for African textiles, African crafts? You know, and we want to let people know some of the inspirations are right here at the Smithsonian and museums. We can see some of the same textiles. We can talk to some of the craftspeople who will be down at the mall in the festival marketplace. And we thought that it would be a really, really great way to bring all of these elements together for Wearing Wakanda. So for anyone listening, we encourage you to come down and to wear your Wakandan best.
Wear your Wakandan best. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, the festival and our Wearing Wakanda theme really emphasizes that the work of the people who create these heritage textiles like kente and the Ewe kente and this beautiful leather work and all these things, you know, they've been around for a while, and they're not only a powerful, beautiful craft, but they also sustain families and they sustain communities. And these kinds of community-based cultural heritage enterprises, you know, grounded in all this knowledge that has to be supported so that we can keep these crafts alive. And so we are encouraging designers who make sort of African-centered clothing and so on to incorporate these crafts into what they do, to work with hand-dyed fabric and to work with hand-woven textiles. And this is happening, and we have people like Cynthia Sands, like Brenda Winstead, who are really inspired and helping to do just that, to keep these crafts alive. But the other part of that is the people who are wearing the crafts, who are wearing Wakanda. And if you know, in the movie, Wakanda was a wonderful, technologically developed country, mythical country on the African continent that had nevertheless kept all this expertise and developed their technology. Well, we want to say that part of that technology and part of that expertise is rooted in these traditional crafts, in the real Africa, in countries like Ghana and Niger and other places.
Right.
And so that's our theme.
So we show up wearing our Wakanda best. We come.
Yeah.
We come to the National Museum of African Art. What exactly are we going to see? What is it? Is it panel discussions? Is it artwork displayed? What exactly are we going to see? Paint me a picture.
Okay. Well, when you come into the foyer, you'll already see some beautiful slides from the movie, and you'll also see some of the root traditional objects that were parts of the inspiration for the clothing that you'll see and the all that you see in Black Panther. And then you'll come down to the second floor to our presentation, and there'll be some of the artisans who create this cloth and actually one of the designers, Cynthia Sands, and you'll also see Victor Ekpuk, who is a designer, who is an artist with origins in Nigeria, who uses the symbolism from his native Nigeria for his artwork. And he has a line of clothing as well that's inspired by that. And we'll have a conversation with these craftspeople and artists and with the designers themselves, and it'll be part panel discussion, but we like to call it a conversation because we want other folks to be involved, other folks who come. So it's a participatory panel discussion. How do you like that?
I like that. Very alliterative of you. Participatory panel with the people.
Yes. And I got that all out.
I was very impressed. Awesome. Well, I mean, why do you just generally, like, big picture it for me? Why do you think Black Panther connected so much with the audiences? Not only did African Americans finally get to see an entire cast, on screen, but it transcended boundaries. Like, everyone loved this movie. Why do you think that is?
Oh, yeah, because, so many of the images of Africa on, in the movies and in books and so on, projects this very pessimistic view of the continent and of its possibilities. And I think that for many African Americans and people from all over, it was a chance to see a future for possibilities for the African continent that were positive. And in fact, some people talk about this as Afrofuturism or Afro-positive futurism. And it also was just very powerful in terms of the universal themes. Of course, the importance of family, the importance of Africa in the world. But also, as we know, the clothing was actually a character.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Coogler, when he was talking about the film, he talked about the fact that in that wonderful scene in the casino that the main characters are wearing red, black, and green, which are themes that are associated with African American liberation movements and just a positive view of African futures. And the fact that it was inspired, that you could see such gorgeous costumes, and it also focused on the pride and heritage, but not a heritage in the past, but what people brought forward. So, I mean, for all these reasons, I think that it was very, very powerful, and really at this time when there's so much going on that negative in terms of stereotypes and images of people and countries, this is just a wonderful injection of the positive.
Absolutely. Now, the day after, we want everyone to come out to, Wearing Wakanda on Saturday.
Yes.
That absolutely. Don't miss it. But then the next day, Sunday, you alluded to it briefly, but let's circle back to it. Over at the Black History Museum, the African Fashion and Film event. Go into that a little more. What exactly are we going to see?
Oh, that's going to be fabulous as well, because we've invited designers like Mimi Planche, who's really one of the top designers now in New York and so on, but who is inspired. She's from the continent herself, and her work is inspired by African art directly, and she told us that. And she's made a film, as have other designers from Africa, to show the present and future of African design and Africa is the new center of the global fashion world. There's so much energy on the continent right now relating to African fashion. So we're going to show films that were made by African designers in collaboration with African filmmakers that show the range of designs in some the connection to African heritage and craftsmanship, but in others that it's really fashion forward and what people are wearing not only on the continent but what people are wearing throughout the world.
Well, that's going to be.
And so that's going to be it's a ticketed event, but people can go online to the festival, the Smithsonian Festival site, or to the National Museum of African American History and Culture site, and they can get a ticket, free ticket, to come and see that show. But they should not wait too long because it's we have a lot of seating but limited seating.
Right.
But the main thing is that during the 10 days of the festival and the 2 days of our events at the Museum of African Art, which is on June 30th, and at the African American Museum on July 1st, we'll really be getting a real immersion into the crafts of African fashion.
Absolutely. I just love that it's such an array of things we can come to. So, I mean, I encourage our listeners to come out to each and every one of them. Again, and all speaking of that museum, before we go, I think the Smithsonian just... Didn't the Smithsonian just announce that I think the dates and display dates are TBD, but I think they just acquired a bunch of Black Panther costumes. But, I think it's the costume that Bozeman wore. I think there's, a shooting script signed by Coogler and, a bunch of high-res photos. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is so exciting, and it's such serendipity. It's happening the announcement is happening right at the time of our Crafts of African Fashion program. So, yeah, you're right. The costume that was worn by T'Challa in the character in Black Panther is now going to be at the Smithsonian and at some point in the future on display at the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and they'll be able to see some of the important documents and images from that movie. And, because the movie is not just a movie, as you've said, it's also a cultural phenomenon that has united people across the United States and frankly, across what I like to call the African world, because folks all over the place are celebrating this movie. And so it's a really important acquisition and gift to the National Museum of African American History and Culture and to the Smithsonian as a whole.
Awesome. Well, we'll stay tuned for that. That the Smithsonian will roll that out at a later date. But first, come to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, the marketplace here for you guys, and especially Wearing Wakanda on the 30th, and then the other event on Sunday, African Fashion and Film at the Black History Museum. Diana, you've been more than generous with your time. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for this, and we will get our listeners to come out.
Oh, thanks. Hope to see them all there. Okay.
All right. See ya.
You.